coming to the Grand Rapids Amphitheater this Saturday night. Law and Disorder, one night only.
No, that didn't work?
No, I was trying to think of like a clever thing to say after that, but nothing came to
mind. It just sounded like something like, one night only, be there, be square. You know, it just sounded like an intro.
I wanted to say something like, what is it like? Clown around or get down. I don't know, but I'm just not cool like that. No cool words came to my head.
F around and find out.
I don't know. Like, be there, yeah, be square. You know.
We'll just stick to our day job.
Yeah, we won't go into that. We'll stick with what we know.
And what we know is this show. Law and Disorder.
Hey, y'all.
Law and Disorderly news for the week of March the 4th, 2024.
Before pie, that's pi. Did you know that? Pi Day?
Isn't pi
3.14? Oh, I guess that'd be March 14th. My bad.
Yeah, wrong week. That's next week.
You guys that are listening will have to forgive me. I have been feeling very under the weather the past few days. I have been on a ton of cold medicine. And today is the first day I actually don't feel inebriated on medicine, and I can actually think, but my brain is slowly catching up.
Okay, you're slowly catching up through the brain fog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we get too far into this, let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Wayspace Audio for the awesome music, and Young Ideas for all of your Dish, Google product, and cellular needs. Hit them up, Young Ideas.
Thanks, guys.
So we're here. We're talking news. For the first week of March of 2024, what do we got going on this evening?
Well, I will say the one thing that stood out to me the most, being a millennial, and you're a millennial too, right? I don't remember.
This is like a debate that we always have because I don't know what I am.
I think you're elder millennial.
An elder millennial.
Ooh. Yes.
It sounds sophisticated.
Because I think you can be 40, but still be like in your 40s, but still be considered a millennial.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not 40. I'm 42. Am I 42? I'll be 42 this year.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I think once you get to mid to upper 40s, like right now, you'd technically be a Gen Xer.
I'm old. That's what I am. I'm old.
Anyway. Seeing as we are millennials, this stuck out to me. But as of today, the House, our House committee, has advanced a bill that could lead to a nationwide ban on the app TikTok.
Really?
On all electronic devices. So you wouldn't be able to use the app on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet, anything.
What?
Yep. They're trying to ban it. Now, they've tried to do this before, and it didn't really work out because it kind of felt like the politicians didn't even really know what TikTok was. And I'm going to admit, I'm an avid user of TikTok. I don't always post a lot, but I like to watch other people on TikTok. There are several people I follow. You know, like I follow Under the Desk News and some, you know, beauty bloggers and stuff like that. So, oh, and like a lot of people that make cool recipes. So I use it daily because it's easy and it's quick. And if I don't have a lot of time to go research something, I can quick look it up on TikTok. But no, they're trying, I use it a lot, and I still don't fully understand the app. Like, you know, all the things you can do to make a video, all the things you can do to stitch videos, and it's a lot. It's a lot. And I am a millennial. I should know, but I don't.
So the big issue at hand is that it's still the thing about China, like a government spying risk, correct? That's where this is all stemming from.
Basically,
it's a
yes.
Security risk. Mm-hmm. And so if this bill is enacted, it would give ByteDance, which is the parent company based out of China, it would give them 165 days to sell TikTok because they don't want it to be owned by a Chinese company. And if it's not sold by that date, it could be illegal for the App Store to have it. So like Google and Apple, they wouldn't be able to make it available for download. And it could also, this bill, it's not a bill specifically aimed at TikTok. It's a bill against other apps that are, quote, controlled by foreign adversary companies. So it is targeting not just TikTok. TikTok is obviously the biggest name involved, but it's attacking like anything that is, again, quote, controlled by foreign adversary companies. So this is supposed to be like the first step to try to make this happen. You know, it's all like an intelligence thing. They're afraid that people are spying on Americans and, you know, they'll get intel and all this good stuff.
I mean, I'm more worried about my own government spying on me because, you know, they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. but it's going to the floor vote next week. So, you know, we'll see. You know, it's one of those things where if they can get it to pass, it's like they're going to try to enforce this thing pretty quickly, which, all right, whatever. I mean, I don't know. I use TikTok. I watch TikTok and all that, but I don't know. Am I going to notice anything if I don't have it? I don't think so, but who knows?
And I'm pretty sure it was either TikTok or the parent company ByteDance. I heard someone talking about how they actually spent, excuse me, a lot of their own money to try and move a lot of their data on like their American users to US based, like, I don't know what they're called, like data software companies, data companies. I don't know. So like ByteDance has made the effort to have a lot of that data for American users stored outside of its own, you know, data center in China or, you know, over there. But the fact that it kind of seems like that wasn't enough. I don't know how it all works. It's too much for my little brain to handle, but I'm more interested in the aftermath of what could happen if this bill passes. Like, I think the youth is just going to revolt.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. You know, right now all the youth of America here is, you know, America good, China bad. Like that's kind of where we're at. You know, our generation hasn't had to deal with this because you know, Twitter and Facebook and MySpace before that was all American companies, you know? So we haven't had to deal with this. We haven't had to this hasn't been an issue ever, you know. 15 years ago, social media was still fairly new. So when some of these kids were even born, social media was just now being born, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see, you know, we'll see at the end of the day, you know, it all comes down to what is in the best interest, quote unquote, of America. And if they think that this is a risk, then yeah, I mean, they'll take it down. They'll make it hard to use. So
I'll be a little sad, honestly.
Whatever. It'll give me one less thing to waste time on, you know, buy some Facebook stock. Cause that stock's going to climb if they're the biggest name in town again, you know? So
I'm pretty sure the CEO of TikTok used to work for Mark Zuckerberg over at Facebook.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I did not know that.
That's kind of one of the conspiracy theories too, behind this whole thing is that Mark Zuckerberg is all butt hurt that this guy that used to work for him quit and then is now the CEO of TikTok, which has become a very successful platform. And so this is kind of like his way of getting him to shut it down. I don't know. It's a big conspiracy theory.
And it very well might be true, but it is a conspiracy for a reason, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So moving on in the world of news. So this week we had a Super Tuesday. With, you know, a lot of primary elections leading up to, you know, the fall. And the last opposition for Donald Trump was Nikki Haley. And she got smoked I mean, she got torched in Super Tuesday. She lost everywhere. I forgot what state she did win, but she lost everywhere pretty much. And she is she's out of the race. She does not want to be, she does not want to contest with him anymore. And so now it's there's like a 99.9% chance that we are going to have Donald Trump versus Joe Biden part two. So that's what the fall's looking like right now, folks. Part two. And if you add their ages up, they are almost a combined over 160 years old. And they are both running for president. Does that sound ridiculous to you, like it sounds to me?
Yes.
I mean, at the time of Election Day, Joe Biden will be 81 years old and Donald Trump will be 77 years old. You know, whenever one of those two gets elected, they are going to be old. Like, there's no other way to say it. They're going to be old. And, you know, some people are just kind of like, there's some people that are like, well, Joe Biden's too old. And it's like, really? If he's 81 and he's too old, I'm pretty sure 77 isn't a spring chicken either. You know?
At what point are you old and then become elderly?
The first time these two ran against each other. I mean, but that's the thing is like people, I mean, there's a lot of people that are kind of doing the whole age discrimination thing against both of them, you know, and there's some people in their own parties that are like, why? They're both so old. Like there's Republicans that are like, he's too old. There's Democrats that are like, he's too old. Like they think their own candidates are too old, but somehow we've ended up at this point. And this is the only time in American history that this has ever happened. In the 200 and however many dang years we have of America, this is the only time this has happened where you've had two people this old running against each other. A second time. It's a repeat. It is a repeat. Like, it is Groundhog Day.
It really makes me want... I know the big talk right now is term limits on our politicians and our representatives, but I think at some point there's got to be an age limit. I mean, I know it's technically legal to discriminate someone for a job based on their age, right? Just like you can't discriminate against someone based on their race or their sex or their religion. But at some point, these people, like, I get it. They're supposed to have, quote, experience being at that age. But what does an 81-year-old have in common with, like, an 18 or 21-year-old, you know? What do they know that's going on with their life? Like, you know, 21-year-olds, maybe they went to school, whatever the case is, they're the ones dealing with student loan debt. They're the ones that can't afford to, you know, rent. They're the ones that are having a hard time finding a job versus an 80 something year old who, sure, maybe they went to school and were, you know, poor at one point in their lives, but they got Social Security. They got their, you know, 401ks and pensions and severance and their savings and their stocks and their investments all saved up. Like, they're good. Like, they're gonna pass laws that benefit them. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. Like, I think there comes a point when you should just throw in the towel and be like, hey, I'm gonna go live the rest of my short life I have left, and I'll let you youngins handle it. Well, you know,
here's the thing is that when George Washington was elected the first president, there were rules that were put in place in the Constitution. And one of the rules is that a presidential candidate must be a minimum of 35 years age or older. So you put in a minimum age, but you did not put a maximum age. Now, granted, back then in 1770, whatever, people weren't living until 70, 80 years old. So I'm sure they didn't think of that. But if the founding fathers put a minimum age on there, I don't understand why at some point in history, and I think it will happen probably after this election, at some point somebody's going to say, we need to amend it because people are living longer. And that's not age discrimination, because you could have said that was age discrimination 200 and something years ago. It's like, well, why can't this 21-year-old run? If he's old enough to go fight for his country, why can't he run for office? So it is age discrimination, and you can't sit there and say, it's a catch-22. It's a double-edged sword. You can't say, oh, you have to be this age to run, but it looks bad if we say, oh, you're too old to run. No, you've already put it in the Constitution that you're going to discriminate anyways. So I think it should be fine to add an age, like a maximum age. What's wrong with that?
I feel like the 35 of back then is like the 55 of now.
Yeah, but 81 years old now is like 122 back then, you know? Like, it just didn't, if it wasn't fathomable. They're like, nobody thought there'd be a president that old, you know? And it's just, and then now you're getting, you know, you're going to get into that part of the politics and the campaigning and all that, where they're going to start like throwing mud at each other. Cause like, oh, Joe Biden fell on a stage, and oh, Donald Trump forgot somebody's name. And they're just going to be throwing mud at each other. And it's like, who has the most slip ups between now and election day? That's really what it's going to come down to, as far as people that are on the fence, people that are like, I don't want to vote for either one of them because they're old. They're going to like, I got to vote for one of them. I feel like I have to. I'm just going to keep watching, and I'm going to vote for the one that looks the most competent at that time. You know?
We saw this happen back in the election with Kennedy. A lot of people say that the reason Kennedy won his election is because he was on one of the first, broadcasted debates or something. Yep. I don't know if it was in color or what, but people were able to see Kennedy on TV in their homes, and they saw like how young and vibrant he looked, because mm-hmm. he wasn't 80 years old or 70 years old. And that's one of the reasons people say he won his election, was because of that.
Because that was probably one of the first elections where you really got to see like the candidate, and you got to like, you get to really visualize that person, like from a closer standpoint than ever before. So you got to really like, yeah, his looks helped him. His like, now it's just the norm. Now you got to make him look good for the camera, and that's just the norm. But back then it wasn't normal. It wasn't and he took advantage of that, which I'm not saying he wasn't, he wasn't a good candidate, but yeah, they were like, yeah, this is great television. Let's put him on TV. Let's make him look good, because this guy doesn't look good. Like, this guy looks disheveled. Let's put him on. He looks great. You know, he needs let's get him a stylist. Let's do his hair. Let's make him look good. Make him look powerful, competent, you know? And guess what? He won. Worked out.
Yep.
So
I don't think there's enough makeup in the world to make Biden and Trump look younger.
Well, you know
what?
With 4K, they just look older.
They look worse. That's a great point.
I mean, if this was the 90s before HD and, you know, high and super high def and all that stuff, yeah, they probably would have been okay. But now you're older, and 4K makes you look pretty old, man. It 4K is not forgiving. It is just like looking at somebody right now, like going up to them and seeing them in person. So yeah, the age thing could definitely be a factor now, because you can see all the flaws, and you can, you know, and then now they have like cameras on every angle, and somebody else has a camera phone in the background. Like, dude, they catch everything. You trip, you stumble, you whatever, they catch it all. There's hundreds of angles on you. They catch everything. Your hand shakes, you know, you're stammering. Well, they got it all. It's hard enough being president, and then you got to deal with all that too. You got to play the role.
It is a big role to fill.
Mm-hmm. It is a big role to fill. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next coming months. Trump still has to pick a running mate. He still has to get officially nominated, but everything right now is like, well, yeah, he's a shoo-in. So same thing with Biden. He's a shoo-in. Now it's just all formalities. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, election years. My favorite year of the 4 years.
We're just in the beginning of it. What else is in the news?
Well, Because it is March, it is spring. I'm sure you've noticed it, as I'm sure the rest of the country has noticed it. But we have seen the rise of the crane fly. And do you know what a crane fly is?
I didn't know that's what it was called. But yeah, it's that big thing that looks like a mosquito or something. Or a mosquito killer.
Yeah, it looks like a cross between a mosquito with like daddy long legs. And they just kind of like... I don't want to say like bounce, but like they can't fly like high really, but like they bounce all over the ground and like they live in the grass mostly. And like you step in the grass and like 30 will just like pop out of the grass from where you stepped and they just kind of flutter away.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So they're called crane flies. I think people call them different thing, like mayflies. What do you call them?
Just them big old ugly ass flies. Like, I don't know. I always thought they were mosquitoes, or Myrna said they were like mosquito killers or something. I don't know. My son Andrew was freaking out with him the other day. And he's like, they're going to bite me. And she's like, no, they're like a daddy long legs. They can't bite you. Like, he's like, but they look big and scary. It's like, yeah, they do, but they're not going to bite you. And they have.
Yeah, they're not going to bite you because they can't bite you because they don't have mouths.
Oh.
Or fangs. Or anything like that. Or stingers. Like, they can't bite, they can't sting, they can't do any of that, really. So, they're called crane flies, and they're typically, like, the first insect to emerge once spring starts to come around. As you can tell, because, like, I see, like, millions of them whenever I go outside. So, fun fact about these things is that crane flies have a lifespan of about 3 days.
Really?
Yep, 3 days. So, in those 3 days, their main goal, and I found this in an article and I thought it was so funny, their main goal in their short little life is to find a mate.
Huh.
to mate with, because they want to mate and produce larvae. That larvae then, you know, typically lives in the grass and the dirt. If it's warm enough, they can regenerate and be born that spring. If it's late in the season, they lay dormant throughout the winter and then they come back once it warms up again.
Mm-hmm.
But they do this because they know they have a short life. They can't defend themselves because they don't have stingers, they don't have fangs or anything like that. And so they try to mate just to make this larvae, and then they die. And that's the end. So this article I found about this was really funny, because it's like, don't kill them. All they want is love. They're just trying to find love and find a mate. Well, what are you doing? Just let them live.
There's so many of them.
So funny.
So I went outside this morning I had to go turn on the water, you know, the water spigot. And like I went by the bush, like my spigot at the front of the house is behind a bush. I walked back there and probably like 40 of them just came at me. And yep. I was like, what the hell? And granted, I know they won't hurt me, but it's annoying. And they always, I don't know about you, but they always find a way into your house. I don't know how they do it, but they always find a way into your house. I've got several in my house right now. I'm pretty sure if I go in there right now, there'll be one. Like,
I killed two in my house today already.
Do they come through the pipes? Because I swear I get them more in the bathroom than anywhere else. And I don't even know how. The only thing is they go through the pipes.
Do you have any type of vents that run along your house or anything?
Yeah, I guess so.
They're probably getting in through the vents. I don't think they're getting in through the piping. They wouldn't survive in that.
I just know that they're always in the... Like, I see them primarily in the bathroom. Like, in that, when they make it in the house, they're primarily in the bathroom. And they're primarily in the damn bathtub. Like, that's where I see most of them.
Is there lots of water in that tub at any given point?
I mean, they take, you know, Myrna takes a bath in there, but we drain it. But I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just because in general, there's probably more water in there. And water, they do need water. All this to say, and the reason we bring this up is because this is the time of year that they emerge. Everyone's going to be seeing them. No one ever knows what they are. Like, everyone says, oh, it's a mayfly. They eat mosquitoes. They don't eat mosquitoes. That is a myth. They're called crane flies. They don't have, you know, stingers or fangs. They don't bite. They can't even eat. All they do is mate and then they die. The only good thing about these flies is that they kind of provide a good source of food for like birds and bats, because there aren't a lot of other insects that have emerged yet from their dormant winter, you know, slumber and haven't populated yet. So they can provide a food source for birds and bats and maybe like the few other bigger insects that have emerged. But other than that, they serve no purpose.
You know what other species enjoys feasting on them?
Cats.
The Morkie and the Yorkie.
And the cats.
I have three Morkies and a Yorkie, and I think the Morkie more than the Yorkies. But I'll see them out there like dancing around, like chasing these things and hopping up. And God forbid one of those lands on the floor, they're gone. One of those dang dogs ate it. Like if you hit the ground or if you try to bounce off the ground, that dog is going to get you and you're done. I see those dogs like y'all randomly look in the corner and they're chewing on something. And I'm like, oh, they got one. Like this time of year, if they find one on the floor, man, it's dead. It's gone. It's a snack. You've contributed to the ecosystem, buddy. You got eaten by like a 8 pounds of fury.
My cat used to, when he was alive, he would chase them, and that was one of his favorite things, was because he thought it was a toy and he would catch it and then he would eat it.
It's like it's the only toy I can eat.
It's the only toy that moves on its own and doesn't run on batteries.
But
to finish this out, crane flies, they only live 3 days. Crane season is in the spring, so typically March, April, and then typically mid end of May, they're gone for the year. They die out and they can't survive the heat, and so you typically won't see them again until the following spring. So we get to see this for the next 2 months. Oh yeah.
But you know what? The thing I mean, I don't mind them because whatever, they're harmless. They're a nuisance. But I don't like what comes next, which is the mosquito. Like, I am the only person in the world that can get a mosquito bite anywhere on the planet. A mosquito will find me. I could be on the freaking moon.
Well, it's just because you're so sweet, Sergio.
I could be on the freaking moon, and there'll be a damn mosquito that'll find me. Like, I'm highly allergic to them. Like, I break out into little hives. And they annoy the crap out of me, and they always find me. I could be anywhere. And like, hey, it feels so great out here. There's no mosquitoes. And then, bam, one found me. I've had them bite me in the desert. I've had them bite me. I've had them bite me at beaches where I didn't think mosquitoes were at. Like, I've been to parts of the country where everybody's like, there's no mosquitoes, and one finds me. I got stung by a mosquito on an airplane. Like, 30,000 feet... You know, so it's like, whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had my fair share of mosquito bites. I wouldn't say they favor me over other people.
They favor me.
But I've had my fair share. I don't break out in hives, but I get the annoying itchy bump. And
oh, no. They get me. Annoying. They get me good. I can't even stress how good they get me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So... We got one more story.
One more story, and I wanted to include this one because I read it and I immediately felt old. I could not believe it, but it makes sense, and I think everyone else will feel the same. So, this next and last news story has to do with the show Teletubbies. Now, I'm a millennial, and I watched Teletubbies as a toddler and, you know, young kid. I vividly remember Teletubbies. Like, I think I could name them all. Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Poe.
I literally did not know any of them.
Okay. But, like, your son never watched Teletubbies?
Nope.
Okay. Maybe the show ended right before he was born or right when he was born, so maybe he missed it. But do you kind of know the, like, when I say Teletubbies, do you, like, know the character? Like, do you see?
They look like little aliens. Head? They got, like, little aliens with these little, like, antennae.
Exactly.
And big old ears.
So I won't get into, like, what the show's about because I honestly don't remember that. But one thing I think we all remember from this show is that when the show starts in every episode, it shows, like, the valley in which the Teletubbies live. And it starts because the sun rises over the valley to start the day. So the sun rises and it's like the start of the show. You have the show. And then when the show's over, the sun goes down in the valley and everyone goes to sleep. End of the show. Make sense? Cool. But it's not just any sun. When the sun comes up, it has like the face of a like a baby, like a real infant baby. And the baby is just like not crying and obviously can't talk, but it's just like the baby is the sun. Look how pure and sweet and good it is. And then when the baby's tired, it goes down and everyone goes to sleep. It's very cute. We all saw it. It was great. I didn't know this, but, you know, obviously that baby and that son was a real person. You know, this wasn't like a cartoon baby. This wasn't a CGI baby. This was a real baby. No AI babies. This is a real baby. And you never think about that, but it was. So the Teletubby son baby was an actual baby named Jessica Smith. Hey, Jessica. Hey, girl. You were a cute baby. Why I wanted to bring this up is because I just read an article that's talking about how Jessica Smith, the sun baby, just had her own baby that she named Poppy Ray. And when I read that, I felt so old, Sergio. The sun baby in Teletubbies had just had her own baby. Can you believe that?
Huh. I mean,
I know you haven't seen the show, but the show ran from like the late 90s to early 2000s.
Yeah, it's 97 to 03.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I think Jessica Smith was born in 95, meaning she's only a few years younger than me. So it's just so mind-blowing, though, to think that, man, that baby is now a mom and has her own baby.
The Teletubby baby.
In the article, she says that, yep, my daughter is going to watch Teletubbies too. And she can watch her mom be the sun and start the show. And then the sun go down to end the show.
That's wild. You put that on your resume. Like, what was your first job? I was Teletubby's son.
I started the show.
Yeah, I was the show. The show revolved around me. Huh.
I just think that's so crazy. It was just kind of like a blast from the past. And at first it was unbelievable. But then I'm like, no, that makes sense. She is of childbearing age. She's a woman. She's an adult. She can, you know, do everything. It's just still weird to think about.
It's weird to think that Teletubby baby, sun baby is an adult.
A real adult woman who just had her own baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They do that.
Uh-huh. I wish her the best. Good for you, girl. But I never want to think about that show again now. I just feel so old.
You are old, Caitlin. You are old.
At least I'm not as old as you.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right about that. It's not about me, though. This show's about you. So, well, is that going to wrap up news for the week?
That's all I got.
That's what we got for news for the week of March 4th, 2024. Let's again thank the sponsors. Let's thank Young Ideas Dish. Hit them up for all your Dish, Google product, and cellular needs.
Thanks, guys.
And Away Space Audio for providing the awesome, awesome music, as always.
I love it. Thank you so much.
On behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin here.
Hey.
We are Law and Disorder, and we will holler at you guys next episode.
Bye.
Later, guys.